Title: California Supreme Court confirms the knowing and intentional standard of California's wage statement law requires a knowing and intentional violation. Content: In Naranjo v. Spectrum Security Services, the case's second appearance before the California Supreme Court in 2 years, the Supreme Court confirmed that an employer does not incur civil penalties for failing to report unpaid wages or any other required information on a wage statement if the employer reasonably believed that it was providing a complete, accurate wage statement. Naranjo v. Odyssey Naranjo was filed as a class action approximately 15 years ago and has navigated through the California court system since. As relevant here, a jury found Spectrum liable on a meal break claim for a period between June 2004 and September 2007 because it did not have a valid meal break policy. Accordingly, Spectrum owed the class meal break premium payments pursuant to California Labor Code Section 226.7. Following the jury's verdict, the trial court considered whether Spectrum was liable to the class under Labor Code Sections 203 and 226 for waiting time and wage statement penalties, respectively. Spectrum argued that it was not liable under these labor code sections because meal break premium payments are not wages subject to statutory timing and reporting requirements. The trial court concluded that Spectrum violated Sections 203 and 226 by failing to pay and report meal premium payments. But the trial court split its decision on the penalties question. An employer is not liable for penalties under Section 203 if its failure to pay final wages is not willful. Similarly, an employer is not liable under Section 226 if its failure to provide accurate wage statements is not knowing and intentional. The trial court held that because Spectrum's failure to pay final wages under Section 203 was not willful, it was not liable for waiting time penalties under that provision. Nevertheless, the trial court held that Spectrum was liable under Section 226 for failing to report meal premium payments on employees' wage statements because its failure was knowing and intentional and not inadvertent. On appeal, the Court of Appeal affirmed that Spectrum violated California's meal break laws between June 2004 and September 2007, but held that Spectrum did not violate Sections 203 or 226. Reasoning that the meal premium payment was a penalty and not a wage that needed to be paid at separation or reported on wage statements. Due to the deep conflict between the courts of appeal, the California Supreme Court reviewed the issue in 2022. In Naranjo's first appearance, the Supreme Court held that a missed meal break premium payment is considered a wage that can support Section 203 waiting time penalties and Section 226 wage statement penalties when the violation is willful and/or knowing and intentional, respectively. The California Supreme Court then remanded to the Court of Appeal to address whether the conditions were met to impose penalties under Labor Code Sections 203 and 226. On remand, the Court of Appeal affirmed the trial court's determination that Spectrum's failure to timely pay meal period payments was not willful and thus did not support penalties under Section 203. But it reversed the trial court and held that the trial court erred in concluding that Spectrum's failure to report meal period premium pay on employees' wage statements was knowing and intentional, since it was uncertain such payments had to be made. Because Spectrum's failure to include meal period premium pay on wage statements was not knowing and intentional, the Court of Appeal held Spectrum's failure to include the meal period premium pay on the wage statements did not trigger wage statement penalties. The Court of Appeal reasoned that Section 203's willfulness and Section 226's knowing and intentional requirements are substantially identical, so that the conclusion of a lack of willfulness should also result in finding no knowing and intentional violation occurred. Due to the conflict between the courts of appeal and various federal courts regarding the knowing and intentional standard in Section 226, the California Supreme Court accepted the case for review. California Supreme Court's ruling in Naranjo's second appearance, the Supreme Court issued a rare victory for California employers. Naranjo argued that a knowing and intentional violation of the wage